Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling in life, stay with us for this amazing series. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called What It Really Takes to Change.
Here's the third law of change from the Word of God, the Bible. I can only manage what I measure. I can only manage what I measure. If you don't measure it, you don't manage it. If I don't know the measure of my faith, I can't manage my faith. I can't grow in faith. If I don't know the measure of my health, I can't develop and grow in health. If I don't know the measure of where I am financially, I can't set goals financially. If I don't know the measure of where I am spiritually or vocationally or relationally, then I can't grow in those areas. I have to evaluate humbly and assess my current state. I can only manage what I measure. The fourth principle for lasting change is the principle of cooperation, and it is this: I must get group support. I must get group support. You will not make all the changes you need to make, you want to make, you'd love to make, you've planned to make, you've desired to make by yourself. If you could, you would, but you can't, so you won't. You need a group. The Bible says God wired the universe in such a way that we need each other. We get well in community. I need you. You need me. 58 times in the New Testament, the phrase one another is used. Love one another. Care for one another. Encourage one another. Support one another. Pray for one another. Greet one another. Share with one another. It's 58 times. It is the mutual ministry and support of each other through life. God never meant for you to go through life as a Lone Ranger. Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. You're not meant to go through life by yourself. Whether you ever marry or not is irrelevant, but you need a family. You need a spiritual family, and you need to be specifically in a small group. Now, the Bible says this in the next verse, verse 4. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We're all parts of His one body, and each of us has a different work to do. And since we are all one body in Christ, we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. Now, I didn't say this. God says it. Circle, we belong to each other, and we need each other. You need me. I need you. You need the other people around you. They need you. We belong to each other. I don't have to go into this principle very much because we've taught on this so much, the importance of community. So let me just say this. Here's the fourth law of change. Write this down. Change requires community. It is not a solo issue. You change faster, you change better, you change longer, you change more completely, you change permanently through community. We have here at Saddleback one of our many ministries, Celebrate Recovery, which for 22 years has been changing now tens of thousands of lives and has proven over and over again that those stubborn areas of life that will not change any other way will change in community. The areas that you say, that'll never stop it. I can never break that habit in my life. I could never. It'll break if you get in community. Because the two things you need, I said this before, there are a lot of good self-help books that tell you the right thing to do, but they don't provide the two things that the Bible says you must have: God's power and community. That's what you need to really change, God's power and community. Lots of good books will tell you what to do. They don't provide God's power and they don't provide community. Now, you know, at Saddleback, the thing I love about our church is we're Baskin-Robbins 57 flavors. You know, we've got every kind of background. We speak 65 languages here at Saddleback Church. Every kind of religious background, nationality background, ethnic background, language background. But what we have is in common is our love for God. And that unites us, and that allows us to help each other out. Look at this verse. The Bible says this, in Christ, there's no difference or division between Jews or Gentiles, free people or slaves, male or female. You're all one in Christ Jesus. It is our love in Christ, it's our love for each other that brings us together, which is greater than any kind of ethnic or any other kind of difference. Let's go to number five. Principle number five is the principle of affirmation. If you want to have lasting change, if I want lasting change in my life, I must fill my life with love. If I want lasting change, permanent change in my life, I must fill my life with love. Now, why is this? Because love can change the unchangeable. It is the only thing that can. It is the most powerful force in the world. Love invigorates. Love revitalizes. Love renews. Love refreshes. Love is the most powerful force in the universe because God is love. It doesn't say he has love, it says he is love. Love heals what cannot be healed otherwise. Love uplifts. Love strengthens. Love energizes. It gives you energy when you don't have energy. Love will give you energy. Love empowers when you don't have the power. The Bible says in Songs of Solomon, it says love is stronger than death. Now think about that. If love is stronger than death, it means love is stronger than debt. Love is stronger than divorce. Love is stronger than discouragement. Love is stronger than depression. Love is stronger than disease. Love is stronger than doubt. Love is stronger than anything else. You must fill your life with love because it is the strongest power in the universe. And that's why in the next verse, verse 9, it says this. You want to change? Don't just pretend you love others. Really love them. Now, hate what is evil. Sometimes that means you got to confront it. You got to do an intervention. Stand on the side of good. You got to sometimes love enough to confront. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. I love that. Take delight in honoring each other. You know what that means? It means that in your small group, when people in your small group have a small win in health, in finance, in any area of a goal they've set, you need to celebrate it with them. Celebrate their small wins. Give them an attaboy. Yeah, you did good. You lost 2 more pounds. Congratulations. You got a little bit out of debt. Fantastic. You had a breakthrough in your marriage. Terrific. The Bible says, outdo each other and take delight in honoring each other. Show genuine affection. Now, you know, here's the amazing thing. God has wired the universe that when you help other people, God takes care of your problems. God is looking down to say, not are you helping yourself, but are you helping others? And God says, when I look down and I see you helping other people, like in your small group, then he says, I'm going to help you. So you want help with your goals? Start helping other people with their goals. Show love. Give yourself away. There is healing in giving back. You know the story of Job, where Job lost everything. He lost his health, he lost his family, he lost his wealth, and he lost it all. And at the end of the book, Job got it all back. God gave him back, in fact, gave him back double. Why? When Job prayed for himself? No. Here's what it says. Look on the screen. After Job prayed for his friends, the Lord gave him success again. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he'd done before. Not when he prayed for himself, but when he prayed for his friends. Why do you need to be in a small group? Not just so other people can help you, but so you can help them, so you can pray for those people, and then God can help you. When you go to a group, you pray for the other people, and you watch God work in your life. You give yourself away. You give yourself in love.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering giving to help support this ministry. There are only 3 days left to get this special offer and receive the Daniel Plan book. So act now and call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Principle number 6 is the principle of motivation. And that is, you've got to figure out how to nurture your enthusiasm. I must nurture my enthusiasm. I've noticed it's very easy for people to be enthusiastic at the start of anything. How do you stay enthusiastic day in and day out in spite of delays and difficulties and dead ends and problems and pressures? Well, friends, it takes more than positive thinking. Now, I'm not against positive thinking. It's certainly better than the alternative. Negative thinking, I'm definitely not in favor of negative thinking. But positive thinking is not enough. Pulling yourself up by your own psychological bootstraps is not enough. The way you stay enthusiastic for in a lifetime is found in the word enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos. En is the Greek word in for the English word in. Theos is the Greek word for God. Theology is the word for the study of God. Theos is the word for God. Theodore is the meaning the lover of God. That's what Theodore means. And same thing with Dorothy. Dorothy means lover of God. So entheos means to be in God. When you get in God, you will be enthusiastic. And it's a kind of gut-level enthusiasm that fills your heart with such enthusiasm that it doesn't matter whether the economy is tanking or it is soaring, or whether it's raining or it's shining, or whether things are going good or bad, or whether things, whether you feel healthy or sick, or whether things are bad or good, your enthusiasm is not dependent upon your circumstances. It is not dependent upon your circumstance because you are tied to the Rock of Ages. You are tied to the eternal God. You are in Christ. You are in God. And then you are eternally enthusiastic. And it is because of that I have been able to set enormous goals in my life and keep my eye on those, no matter what other people say, no matter what else happens, no matter how I feel, because my enthusiasm is not dependent upon today's stock market price. Now, Paul tells us how to do this in the last verse, verses 11 and 12. He says, never be lacking in zeal. That's enthusiasm. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. That means nurture your enthusiasm. And then he tells you the three ways to do it in serving the Lord. He says, be joyful in hope, so that even when things are going wrong, I can still be joyful in hope because I know God's plan. He wins in the end. God's plan is good. I win in the end. Be patient in affliction, because I know that even in pain, God's going to bring good out of it. And I can be patient even in the pain. I can be faithful in prayer. Why? Because in every problem, I'm either going to pray or I'm going to panic. I'm going to worry or I'm going to worship. I'm either going to get on my knees or I'm going to fall over and faint. And those are the options. Those are the choice. When you are joyful in hope, when you are patient in affliction, when you are faithful in prayer, then you get what I call God's GPS. GPS is God's power system. How many of you have GPS in your car? Now, I love GPS. Because GPS corrects all my mistakes. If I've got to go to UCLA, and I type in UCLA, and I make a wrong turn, it just says, you made a wrong turn. Make a U-turn, go this way, and it corrects me. It's no big deal. And it just gets me back on the path real quickly. This next year, you're going to set some goals in your life. And you know what? You're going to mess up. And you know what? You're going to get off track. You're going to fall off the wagon. You're going to do this and that and whatever. But you know what? With God's GPS, it just says, okay, here's, make a U-turn and get right back on. And it's not a big deal. And you get God's power by being joyful in hope, being patient in affliction, being faithful in prayer. Friend, what you need above all else is you need to get in God. Right now. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray this prayer in your heart? Dear God, I don't want to go another day without you in my life. So I want to take these initial steps for change. I offer you my body. I dedicate myself to you. In light of all that you've done for me, I give myself as a living sacrifice to you, as a spiritual act of worship. And I want you to help renew my mind. I want to be transformed. I don't want to be conformed to all the pressures of what other people want me to be. I want to be what you want me to be. And over this year, I want you to change my mind. Help me to think the way you want me to think. And I ask you to forgive me for my pride. And I humbly want to admit that I need help and I need to change in a lot of areas. I don't want to think more highly of myself than I should. I admit that the measure of my faith needs to grow.
Help me to set goals that can be measured so I can manage them. Forgive me for trying to do the changes on my own. Help me to get group support. I want to fill my life with love. I want to fill my life with you. Help me to take delight in honoring other people, to focus on giving my life away so that you can take care of my needs. And I want to nurture my enthusiasm by being in you. Help me to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. I give myself to you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, God put it on Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading experts to create the Daniel Plan, a powerful Bible-based program that has helped more than 15,000 people lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, honestly, I never paid much attention to my health until I had a little epiphany a few years back when I baptized over 800 people in a single day by immersion. Now, looking at myself and everybody that I was baptizing, it was real clear that we all needed to get healthy. So I put together a team of nationally known doctors to help me develop a program for our church. I called it the Daniel Plan, based on the passage in the book of Daniel, where Daniel has a contest with King Nebuchadnezzar on who can be the healthiest. The Daniel Plan is centered on five essentials that will help you become healthier: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. There are a lot of diet plans out there that deal with food and fitness, but the secret sauce in the Daniel Plan is focus, learning to have your mind renewed, friends, learning to grow in community, and faith, trusting God's power rather than willpower. You know, we found that when individuals addressed health issues in each of these key areas, they are transformed. In fact, in the first year of the Daniel Plan, over 15,000 people from 190 countries participated, and the results were life-changing. In fact, our own church, Saddleback Church, lost over 250,000 pounds in 1 year. Can you imagine that? What did it do for our church? It increased our energy. We started sleeping better. It reduced our need for medication. The whole church was healthier. Now, the Daniel Plan has been released in a book format, and I want you to have a copy of this book today so you can start getting healthier now. And I'll send you a hardcover copy of the Daniel Plan book as a very special thank you for your gift to this ministry. When you give financially to support Daily Hope Ministries, I want to send you this book called The Daniel Plan. You know that Daily Hope is a 100% listener-supported ministry. Thank you for your support. It allows me to continue to share these teachings with people who haven't heard the gospel and are hearing it some for the very first time.
Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource, or you can visit PastorRick.com today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.